We've got the business of law coming up, and a friend of mine who is one of the premier attorneys in the city of Chicago, if not the country, Pete Flowers, is going to join us on the line. But Pete's also a good golfer, and I wanted to give a shout out and a happy birthday to Joseph Harrigan, who's celebrating his 21st birthday. He's a Division III golfer at RPI College in New York, but he hails from the Chicagoland area, and he is an awesome golfer, and there's rumors that he's about 4-1 odds to win the Barstool Open next week. So happy birthday to him. Pete, how are you? Getting back to more business.
Good, Tom. How are you?
I am great, my friend. So you are one of Chicago's very own, kind of like WGN, undergraduate from Loyola, law degree from DePaul, and it's called the Doctor of Law, but you always never refer to yourself as doctor. So maybe we can start that today. How are you doing? Well,
I am doing well. I am Chicago through and through. Grew up in the suburbs and school and lived here my whole life. So always excited. Love Chicago. Love WGN.
And you are the managing partner for Myers and Flowers, a personal injury law firm. But I really wanted to talk to you about this explosion out in Rockton, the chemical explosion. And it bothers me for a second, because now the front page of the paper is all about the building collapse in Miami. And it's like, everybody forgets about a tragedy as soon as the next one comes. And that doesn't do great for a town like Rockton that's small and pretty far away from Chicago, still within the noise of our, or can hear our WGN. But, you know, they need help. And just if you could shed some light on what's going on that for you.
Yeah, so you make a great point, because I woke up this morning and obviously saw the collapse in Miami. But people don't realize how big of a disaster this truly is. I mean, this was an explosion that occurred in 7 a.m. on June 14th. This plant makes lubricating greases, had all kinds of chemicals there. I was literally in St. Charles, about 65 miles away, and I had walked out of my office and could actually see the plume of smoke traveling. What's in the air up there, and what's in the ground up there, and what's in the water up there, because it's on a river, the Rock River, it remains to be seen, but it has traveled not only from Rockton to Roscoe, but all through Rockford. There's pieces of debris all over the yards. It's very concerning as to what this is doing to the environment. We have literally hundreds of people calling our office every day asking for advice and information. Now we're starting to see people exhibiting symptoms of respiratory problems. This needs to continue to be reported, because this company, on top of it, this should have never happened. This was not an accident. This was a fire that could have been prevented, and it's a tragedy. And who knows what happens if it gets into the water and starts traveling, you know, down the Rock River that feeds into the Mississippi.
And I was reading the paper, and it said that they don't even know if Kwame Raoul and the state attorney general might even do anything on a criminal front. So without lawyers like you who are going to represent people who may or currently are feeling effects, or later on may feel it, because, right, this is like anything else, asbestos and other stuff, where you don't know what the effects are going to be 6 months, a year, many years out, right?
You don't know what the effects are going to be 6 months, 2 days, 2 years, 10 years. Plus, you don't know whether your own property is clean enough for your children to play on. And I represent someone who has a 2-year-old that called me this morning and says, "Can I have my 2-year-old playing outside in my yard?" The company just came and cleaned up the pieces they found. And I frankly told her, there's no assurance that your ground is clean. These cases that I've handled in the past in other states, the ground needs to be remediated, literally removed. So there is an enormous amount of work that needs to be done up there by this company. And once again, this shouldn't have happened. There was a fire in the building. Their sprinkler system wasn't operational. They had a bunch of chemicals that shouldn't have been on the plant. This is something that shouldn't happen. But going back to your first point, this is a disaster up there. This is an environmental disaster that needs to be followed by the press so that this company is held accountable.
Yeah, I think it's disappointing, right? Because with the cutbacks at the Tribune newspaper, with the Sun-Times being not what it once was, that we need to get things like this that happen to stay in the public eye, because otherwise, especially, I mean, if this were in the middle of downtown Chicago, imagine all the hoopla. It would be on the news continually with pictures of it every day. But being out in Rockton, right, it's just, it's forgotten. I Googled it today, 11 days later, and it wasn't even in the top three things when I tried to find, because I couldn't remember Rockton. And I did explosion in Illinois, and a bunch of other stuff came up. And I was like, this is unbelievable. Right. It's only been 11 days.
Right, right. That's why I felt lucky to be able to be on WGN today and talk about this, because this, you know, this also puts pressure on the counties, the state, et cetera, to make sure that this is taken care of properly. Because this company, you know, also has plants in France. And in September of 2019, a similar explosion occurred there. So this seems to be a systemic problem with this company, which, by the way, is ultimately owned by Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett. So this is something that needs a full investigation. This is something that needs our system, the civil law system involved. And most importantly, people need answers. People that live up there need answers. And, you know, something that we'll deal with down the road is the value of these people's property after this. Is it, what is it? It's probably going to go down. I can't imagine people wanting to go in and buy houses up there when they're not sure whether the ground is safe. And so this is a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, even you say real estate tax, and I was going to ask you about the real estate property value. I was going to ask you, so I'm glad you mentioned that. And even the fact of, you know, if they don't decide to rebuild there, a lot of people move there for this company, for this job. They choose to live there, and now they don't have that opportunity. So where can people, if they live in Rockton or that surrounding area of relatives, how can they get a hold of you, Pete?
My office number is 630-232-6333, or you can send me an email at pjf@myers-flowers.com. We also plan tomorrow, I'm going to be up in Rockton, the location to be determined, but we're going to be up there tomorrow to try and provide as much information as we can in the afternoon, kind of have an open house for folks that are interested in getting some news on where things are at and what they should be worried about.
Well, I appreciate the information and you looking out for the little guy, Pete. And, you know, let people say what they will about the lawyer jokes, but when you need them, it's like the police department. You really need them. And glad that you're there representing the little guy on this. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Tom. Great show you have.
Thanks.